you won't go an interview without having it pointed out that you were involved in one of the most famous public health campaigns of all time, the Grim Reaper, which was warning about the dangers of HIV and AIDS. Now, as we're recording this, Australia is really facing a real problem around COVID vaccine hesitancy. If that was your brief, how would you think about the challenge?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I think that it's crazy that they haven't gone hard on you've got to get the vaccine. You know, in the last 10 days, as of the time of recording, it's become apparent that it's a problem that people don't have vaccines. But if we go back 3 weeks, a lot of people, in fact, 30% of Australia, had no intention of getting the vaccine. Such was the feeling that we had nothing to worry about anymore. But I would definitely do, maybe not the Grim Reaper, but I would definitely do a hardcore version to wake people up that this thing could easily be around for another year, could be around for another two. It could, you know, the different strains become more sophisticated, as we know, and become more dangerous. I think the problem is where the parallel is with the original AIDS campaign 30 years ago is no one knew anybody, or most people didn't know anybody who had AIDS. You know, certainly the heterosexual community didn't. It was either gays or it was IV drug users, largely in Australia, that got AIDS. But it's kind of similar here. Like, how many people actually know someone who's got COVID in Australia? Not many. And as a result of that, everybody's just not believing that it's going to be particularly a problem for them. Now, there's two things that an ad campaign's got to do, you know, speaking to someone who knows more about it than me, but it's got to inform and it's got to persuade. The problem is with the government advertising now is it's only informing, you know, it's only, you know, making statements about things. It's not tugging the heart in any way. It's not affecting us emotionally. It's not persuading particularly in any way other than just like you know, someone reading off an auto cue. It's just a very low level of marketing, in my opinion.
And what are the levers one should think about pulling with a campaign like this? Is it about self-interest, or is it about doing the right thing, or is there no actual right answer?
I don't have much faith in the doing the right thing. It's a bit like, you know, for the environment, we'll do a little bit, we'll put it in a different bin, you know, our rubbish in a different bin, but is the average person really going to do much? I'm not sure the average person is. To me, it's about two things. It's, first of all, letting people see how painful COVID is, and then getting people to talk about it who people actually want to listen to. So a classic example of a potential ad, in my view, is to get Pink to lead the campaign. So what a lot of people don't know is she almost died from COVID. So she's someone that anyone under 50, a lot of people under 50 are going to listen to. They're going to watch an ad with Pink talking to them. And she was in such pain that she rewrote her will for her children during the time she had COVID, because she thought she was going. Now, if you got a series of people that actually had it talk about how bad it is, then I think you could wake a lot of people up. Now, what a lot of people are saying is get celebrities, but celebrities isn't it. I mean, you know, every second Rolex ad has some celebrity holding a Rolex, and is anyone persuaded by that? I don't think so. But get celebrities who have been crushed by COVID, and then you got an ad campaign.